huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob here. Short video, 3 things, live podcast, how to be a good mentor, how to find a good mentor, and I'm announcing the first winner of the £250 and Dinner With Me prize that I'm running once a week for the next month. So, how to be a good mentor. I think the first thing is you've got to be walking the walk. There are so many people out there who aren't walking the walk, who just want to make a quick buck and get involved in the, you know, the money-making opportunity of information and mentorship and masterminds. You've got to have walked the walk. Now, that being said, I know many people who have got a lot of experience and they don't have enough confidence in themselves. So make sure when you're helping others, that you do the thing yourselves, you're at least one good level ahead of them. Now, flip that on its head. If you're looking for a good mentor, you want to make sure that they're at least one good level away from you. Now, sometimes a mentor who's 10 levels away from you, let's say you want to buy your first property. Well, a property billionaire might be a bit too far ahead of you. So to mentor people, you don't have to be a million miles ahead of them. You just have to be at least one level ahead of them. So that's the first thing. The next thing actually is, are they good at mentoring? And I know a lot of people who are walking the walk worth 100 million, a billion, 5 billion, 10 billion, whatever. And actually, they don't really want a mentor. They don't really have time. They may be a little bit too black and white. They don't really understand the process of mentoring and the patience and the digging required to get to the bottom of what the challenges are for people. So you can really have walked the walk, but not necessarily be a great mentor for, you know, practical reasons of time, or actually more coaching reasons of not really knowing how to get in people's heads and remember what it was like to start at the beginning. You know, some people say, well, to be successful, you just got to work hard. You just got to work harder than anyone else. But success is way, way, way more complicated than just working hard and hustling and grinding. And I think a lot of people who are successful say that, but they actually don't really know what they've done. You know, they're just them. They kind of know what they know. They take it for granted. But, you know, good mentors have reverse engineered and analyzed what makes successful people. You know, maybe have a good understanding of the mindset as well as the skill set. So the second thing is, are they actually good at mentoring? I think the third thing of, you know, finding a good mentor is understanding the difference between a coach, a consultant, a mentor, you know, and maybe just someone who'll keep you accountable. So a coach is someone who probably can follow a system, who might keep you accountable, but, you know, they're not necessarily multimillionaire or mega successful, because someone can buy a franchise and follow the franchise and they can be a coach. Now, they can be good for accountability, following a system, but maybe they haven't got the real world experience for being there and doing it. A mentor usually has been there and done it, but isn't necessarily good at following a system, isn't going to call you every week for accountability, isn't going to chase you up, because, you know, that's not really how they work. Sometimes you don't actually need a mentor, you need accountability, because you've got all the training, all the knowledge, you know, you know that you know. But, you know, to know and not to do is not to know. And, you know, if you ever think to yourself, well, I know what to do, I'm just not doing it, it's probably not a mentor you need. It's probably just kick up the arse. You probably just need accountability. And you can get that from a peer group, you know, or a coach or a mastermind. Whereas if you really need top line advice, you know, the stuff that really works in the real world, you know, having dinner with a mentor could really help with that. So is it support that you need? I think if you need support, you probably need a coach, an accountability group, a peer group. Is it the on the ground experience and knowledge and wisdom, you know, that's really going to open your mind? And in that case, that's a mentor. Now, there are a few rare breeds of mentors who are kind of like a mix between a mentor, a coach, maybe a mastermind. Certainly myself and some people in my companies at Progressive Property Unlimited Success, we do kind of fit that rare breed, because I've got billionaires who are mentors of mine, but I can't pay them. And even if I offered them $100,000 or £1 million, they wouldn't do it. I'm just fortunate enough, I get lunch or dinner with them 1 to 5 times a year. And, you know, just it's quite a social thing. And I just have to make sure I ask them good questions, and I have to take that wisdom away and go and implement it myself. So it's not like a formal process. Is it? The light, yeah. Whereas, you know, if someone has got coaching experience and mentor experience and business experience, and maybe they've been successful in business, so they're at the sort of the CEO or the owner level, or at the sort of chairman or the non-exec level, then they've got time. And if they've got time, they want to put that back into helping others. They like helping others. I actually find that I prefer mentoring and running masterminds than I do, for example, dealing with tenants and boilers and gas and boiler safety checks and inventories and all the stuff that you have to deal with on the day-to-day basis of you know, property investing. So it's understanding the different types and the ones that you want. Now, if you pay for a mentor, you get accountability. And I've just got a few people who've watching at the moment who are they hire me as their mentor, and they pay me really good money, and they email me on a, you know, sometimes a daily basis, a weekly basis, and they've paid me, so I've got accountability. I.e., I have to answer them. I want to answer them. There needs to be fair exchange. Now, if I'm a mentor that I speak to them a couple of times a year and they don't pay me, well, 9 out of 10 emails they send me, I might not reply to. I may not have the time. I may not have the desire. So often people are looking for mentors, but kind of on the cheap. But remember, free advice is worth every penny. So this is the balance of mentoring. If you're going to be a mentor, or if you're finding a mentor, is, you know, if you pay good money, you get accountability, you buy their experience, you buy their knowledge, maybe you buy their contacts. But of course, there's a fee to that. If you don't, you kind of just have to go with what they will give you, and you have to be grateful for what you can get. And that's often not too much. And I actually like to have lots of different types of mentors. The billionaires who just never would be a mentor. It's just not their thing. And I could never pay them even if they were, because the amount of money in the world wouldn't be enough. But, you know, I get a bit of their time a few times a year. Then I have people that I specifically pay, and I pay hardcore money for. Sometimes it's $50,000, sometimes it's $100,000. Not all mentoring is that expensive, by the way, but the cheaper they are, the less experienced they are. And you know, you want to make sure that you want to get up to a higher level. You know, you want to be, if you're not being dragged up by someone, then you're probably being pulled down by them. So yeah, you want to shoot for the best, probably most expensive mentor that you can, but you've got to do your own diligence. You've got to make sure that they're the real deal. Have they got loads of case studies and testimonials and proof that they've really helped people? Because like I said, you know, in this world of sort of free information, anyone can just go and be a mentor, but not necessarily a great one. For me, my reputation around mentoring is everything to me, because if people say, oh, well, you know, working with Rob, it was all right, that actually means it wasn't good. If people say, oh, I enjoyed working with Rob, that actually means it wasn't good. What means it's good is I made money working with Rob. I got results working with Rob, and that's really important. I think if you want to be a good mentor, then you have to be honest. And sometimes you have to say something to your mentee that might hurt them, or you may feel uncomfortable saying, because it's a little bit of a challenge. For me, they're the most important things to say. So I'll always let someone off not doing something once, but because, you know, life gets in the way. But if someone doesn't perform any actions that I offer twice in a row, I basically say, don't come back unless you get it done, because they're paying me for accountability. They're not paying me to be nice. And it's easy to be nice, but at the end they'll go, oh, well, I just paid for someone to be nice to me instead of give me results. I think the next thing is you have to be honest. And sometimes I feel like I'm a bit of a dream stealer, or I'm putting out people's fires, because people come to me all the time with this one crazy idea after another, or they want to do a deal that's way too big for them. And I have to be honest. They're paying me for honesty. So I will say to them, look, I think that's too soon for you. I think you should wait for that. I don't think you should do that at this time. I don't mean to steal your dreams. Yeah, by all means, think big, but start small. And that is really important, to be very honest. You've got to care about people. You know, as a mentor, you want to support people. You've got to believe in people. I know a lot of people who are like, well, you know, most people won't be successful. And, you know, oh, that person's never going to make it. Well, I don't believe that at all. I believe anybody can be successful. And I believe that anybody can make it. Sometimes they just need a chance. Sometimes they just need people to believe in them. Sometimes they just need better education. So I fundamentally believe in people. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are very smart in business, but they're a bit too skeptical to be a mentor. They don't really believe that anyone can do it. They believe that some people are born with success and most people aren't. And I don't believe that. I fundamentally believe anyone can do it. And that's really important. As a good mentor, you've got to continue to develop your own skills. Like, I want my mentees to catch up with me. I want to drag them up and them to be very successful. But in order for them to catch up with me and not overtake me and not fire me because, you know, they've outgrown me, I've got to invest in my own mentor. So James Kahn's mentored me, John DeMartini's mentored me, Andreas Paniotou's mentored me. He's a billionaire. I've had other billionaires who've mentored me over the years. And, you know, they drag me up to a higher level. And it's vital for me to keep getting good mentorship and educate myself and improve my own business skills. And so the more I invest in myself, the more my mentees are going to get out of it. And of course, the more I can increase my fees and the more I can help them make money. And it becomes like a virtuous cycle, if you like. So I think I've probably covered most things on finding a good mentor and being a good mentor. Make sure you ask a few people. You know, if you're looking for a mentor, get a bit of balanced social proof. No one's going to be perfect. Now, remember, as the mentee, and I have to remember this as the mentor, the responsibility is on the mentee. The mentor can lead the horse to water, but the horse has to drink. So I know when I go to bed and put my head on the pillow that if I've done all I can, that's all I can do. And some people do feel a real moral responsibility to their mentees, which I do. But I know if I've gone over and above and I feel like it's equitable, i.e. the fees that I charge, they've got more than that in value. That's all I can do. And not everyone's going to succeed. And that's okay. And that's life, because that is life. And, you know, often I'm chasing my mentees. They pay me decent money and I'm chasing them. I just sent one a WhatsApp message today, chasing her. She's got me on tap and she's not using me. So I chased her. I can only chase people a certain amount of times. I'm not going to go and bang on the door and knock the door down. So you've got to bring your own accountability. The next thing then is if you're having a mentor, then you've got to take their advice. So do your research up front. Make sure that you think that they've got the requisite skills. But then don't ignore everything they say, or don't just use them to go, yeah, you're doing great, yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want a yes man or a yes woman mentor. You want someone who'll challenge you. And then when they get you to do things that are uncomfortable, you've got to go and do it. Otherwise, it's pointless paying them. And I have mentored some people where all they really want is me to just agree with everything that they say. I don't see myself as a valuable mentor if I do that. And some people seem to just do the opposite of everything I say. I don't see myself as a good mentor if I let them get away with that. If people continually ignore my advice or go against my advice, I just refund them. I don't want to work with them. And it's, you know, it's not a personal thing. It's just, I just don't feel like I'm bringing value if they're not going to listen to me. But they, you know, it can be quite an interesting dynamic between the mentor and the mentee. And of course, if you've done your research up front and you think that the mentor has the requisite skills. Now, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, you've got to find mentors that you like. You've got to like the mentor. I don't necessarily think that's the case. You've got to respect them, yes. But, you know, sometimes they're going to challenge you. Sometimes they're going to say things that you don't really necessarily feel good about. Like, I have quite a few mentees that are looking for my support. You know, maybe they've had a critic and, you know, maybe they think people are copying them or whatever. And I see it as my duty to show them a balanced view. So sometimes I'll say, if they're moaning about having a critic, I'll say, well, the critic serves you to grow. You need critics in your life. It's, you know, it's teaching you to develop your strength. So man up. And what they really want is me to go, oh, don't worry about it. You're great. You're amazing. And I've got to know the difference between when they need that and actually when they need to know what the lesson is. Lots to think about, but hopefully this has been useful. Natalie, thanks for giving me the idea, by the way, to do this podcast and live video. And let me go and pick a random winner of the first £250 and also the dinner with me. I'm doing this once a week for a month. If you're listening to the podcast, you need to be following me on YouTube and on Instagram and on Facebook and on LinkedIn. If you're watching the video, you need to be following me on LinkedIn and the podcast and Instagram and Facebook. I'm going to be randomly offering my gifts and prizes on different social media platforms throughout the month. So I'm very excited and pleased to say I'm randomly picking the first winner who gets £250 and a dinner with me. And this is Steve Chalabert. Steve Chalabert, congratulations to you. £250 coming your way. A private dinner with me is coming your way. It can't be romantic, I'm afraid, but, you know, the next best thing. Well done, Steve Chalabert. He commented on the How Maisie Williams Became Arya Stark video that I posted on YouTube. So next week I might be doing my live announcement on YouTube, or it might be on Instagram, or it might be on Facebook, or it might be on my podcast. You have to be following all the socials to be in with a chance. I'm just going to be picking a random winner. It's just for anyone who comments. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. If you've got any questions, please ask in the thread. And make sure you are a supporter of my work. Facebook have set up an amazing feature, premium content, just a tiny amount of money, £3.49 a month. And on my supporters program, you get, like, I believe my supporters program is the best in the world. Facebook have asked for me to give premium content and exclusive discounts or offers. But I'm going like 10x on this. So you get Ask Me Anythings once a week. You get a bespoke curated content from me that you can ask for. There's a WhatsApp group. The first 100 are getting two one-to-one calls with me for 10 minutes in a year. I'm going all in on this private meetups. I'm actually doing a brand new event. It's a paid for event, but I'm going to do it just for support, an extra one just for supporters, and they're not going to pay. So you just find the blues, become a supporter button on Facebook. Solace just said he hates Steve. Don't be jealous, just be grateful. It might come your way next, Sol. So you find the Become a Supporter button on Facebook, hit it. Really, we're creating an amazing connected community of supporters. We have nearly 800 of us now, and we're going to do some cool things together. Thanks for following my work, I really appreciate it. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Thank you very much.